It's known as Cabenuva, a treatment which includes cabotegravir and rilpivirine. It's a treatment for human immunodeficiency virus that is injected into a qualified patient once a month. It was approved by the FDA in January of this year. One of the physicians who led a clinical trial of Cabenuva is based in Buffalo.
I've been involved in a clinical trial for development of this drug through the University of Buffalo Jacobs School of Medicine, and these trials were done at Evergreen. So we have some patients who were already on these medications and tolerated very well, even before the medication was approved.
Dr. Alyssa Shawn met with WBFO at Evergreen Health, where a limited number of patients are now receiving Cabenuva. It's currently approved for adults with an infection who are virally suppressed, meaning the virus is undetectable. Qualified patients must first take a pill-based lead-in for 28 days before transitioning to injections.
We've had some patients already start the medication in order to make sure that the patients do not have an allergic reaction or any other adverse reaction to these drugs that will be in the body for a very long period of time. They have to take the oral version of that daily for about 1 month, and if they do well, they can be transitioned into these injection medications.
An estimated 1,600 patients living with HIV/AIDS were receiving care by Evergreen Health, according to their 2020 numbers. New York State has not yet released its numbers for the year 2020, but as of 2019, an estimated 3,400 people within the 8 counties of Western New York were living with HIV/AIDS. Of those people, 2,929 patients knew their diagnosis. Over the past few years in Erie County, new cases have been up and down. Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein.
We did see a peak of HIV infection in 2015, and since then, it's been slowly coming down. So in 2015, there were 120 new HIV cases diagnosed in Erie County, whereas in 2019, there were 75 cases. However, that it is an increase from 2018, where there was down to 46.
While 2020 HIV numbers are not available, Dr. Burstein says during the COVID pandemic, even while people were told to stay home, health officials and clinics saw an increase in other sexually transmitted diseases, especially gonorrhea.
Yeah, I think the problem with the pandemic is that less people sought preventive care. So we saw a decrease in chlamydia cases, and we think it's not because there was less chlamydia. We think that people weren't going out and get testing. And it'll be interesting to see what the number of new HIV infections that are diagnosed in 2020, because you can't have a positive test unless you get a test in the first place.
HIV is treatable, and many living with it are able to enjoy long, productive, healthy lives. But many patients live with pill fatigue. One of the reasons why they may consider a shot, as Dr. Shawn suggests, is some live with the stigma of HIV.
Some of my patients have told me they hide their pill bottles in fear of people looking at their medication bottle and knowing they have HIV. And also this kind of eliminates that process because they wouldn't be having any pills at home. They'll be coming into the doctor's, places like Evergreen and get their monthly injections. And then, they wouldn't have any pills to take for HIV at home.
If patients remain committed, Cabenuva can become the latest among available drugs that help individuals with undetectable viral loads keep their levels down and eliminate the risk of transmitting the virus to others.
These pre-exposure prophylaxis drugs are basically taking components of HIV drugs. So there's enough drug level in the body. So when they're exposed to HIV, these medications are working. So they do not develop, basically before the virus gets into your system, they will be destroyed by these medications. So the pre-exposure prophylaxis really involves patients' commitment in taking these medications.
Evergreen Health provides pre-exposure prophylaxis, while the Erie County Health Department's offerings include HIV testing and wraparound services. But there remain hurdles to clear to make Cabenuva more widely available. It may only be administered by a specialty pharmacy or clinic. The patient cannot take it home and self-inject. And Dr. Shawn adds many insurance companies are still reviewing Cabenuva to decide if and where it might add the treatment to its formulary. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.